guys.
Money's here.
We thought we got rid of him.
Well, the thing is, all of our listener said
that Alan
said what a great job he did. Well, and he's back.
Alan actually did comment on our show, so it's great that Alan's paying attention. You know what? I think we should have Alan in next week.
Maybe if Alan could like tell a friend.
I told him he should come in, and he said, "Who would listen to the show?"
That's beautiful. I bet you told him to compliment you so that we'd invite you back.
I didn't tell him that. Did he tell you I told you that?
He said compliments, invite a money back.
So Alan wants to or doesn't want to come on the show?
Well, he's
you know how Alan is.
I think he wants to, but I'll invite him next week.
But he's not gonna, Max had a good point.
I mean, if he's here.
Then who's listening?
Yeah. Well, guys, remember, this podcast does not go out live. We upload it at a later date. I'm not sure if any of you know how this actually works.
I don't listen to myself. Do you listen to it?
I listen to the podcast every week.
Oh, geez. I don't listen to it.
Yeah, I absolutely do.
I don't listen to either podcast I do.
I want to make sure that everything's good.
Wow, you're a traitor now.
I want to learn from our mistakes. Beej.
No, our first.
What is our website?
Oh, botpod.com.
And if you were to go on the Instagram, otherwise known as IG, how would you find us?
You bought what?
And what about on?
We posted to Instagram.
We posted several things.
Yeah.
Including, Beej was very excited. He was over at my house yesterday, and he actually took a photo of the foot scraper.
Yeah, it's on there.
He was very excited about that.
You were at
I used the house.
It,
and I did use it, yes. You were out and about, probably doing your other podcast.
No, Max's podcast happens right after this, actually.
Oh, well, so, the house was empty. We partied.
So you bought what? Beej.
Yes.
What is going on with You Bought What?
Our first topic of conversation is, what did you buy today, Daryl?
This morning I went to our bagel place.
Did you take a picture?
I did not. And here's the thing. There is a woman who owns it who's lovely. It's been there for 30 years, and her name is Luki.
Wait, what's the bagel place called?
I don't want to say, and you're going to find out why.
Oh, wow, okay.
So I went in there this morning, and the two guys who've been there for 30 years... they were there and Luki wasn't there. And the trick to this bagel place is to come when Luki isn't.
Oh.
Because today I got one dozen bagels for the normal price of $13. However, there was 17 bagels in my bag because I've known these guys for a long time. But when Luki's there, they can't give me extra bagels. So I don't want to give out the name for fear of losing this and or
fucking. So we're missing out on a potential sponsor. And guess what else we're missing out on?
What? Bagels.
Where are the bagels?
Not Max. Oh, Max was eating a bagel like 2 seconds ago.
What bagel?
But what if someone like Googled bagel and Luki and then figured out the place?
Don't give Alan any ideas.
I'm just saying. you may have to edit out that name.
You may have to bleep it. Well, it's a special place in Irvine I go to.
No way.
Yeah, I drive to Irvine.
On your scooter?
I go to Irvine, then San Dimas, and then back home.
You know, I did bagels at your house yesterday when I checked out this rumored foot scraper.
Uh-huh.
I got a tour of the storage facility.
The he shed.
I got a tour of it. There's a window on it, by the way.
Yeah.
Does
somebody live there?
Yes, might live. Well, I'm thinking about, and we'll get to Max after a while, but there may come a point where that becomes his new path.
I'm just saying, there's a door and a window.
There's a door and a window.
And it's filled. You did an excellent job in organizing.
But, Beej, why did you come to my house yesterday to look at the shed? For what purpose did you do that?
Well, as we discussed, I actually, between 163 hours ago and today, I got rid of my public storage facility and am now in a place called Makespace, which is over in Vernon, east of L.A. But you can't go to it. You can only have them come and deliver.
Well, what is it? What is Makespace? I don't know.
So Makespace is a one-price kind of place. They don't ever increase the monthly rent of your storage, but they come to you. They pick up your storage, they take it back to their facility, and any time you need to either add or take away, like let's say Christmas boxes, They come to you.
Now, when you say they pick it up, what does it look like? Describe to me when they drive up. Is it a giant truck? Is there a
giant metal
container on it? What is
it? It's similar to a U-Haul truck, but they wallpaper it so it says make space all over it. They pull up to either your house or your storage facility. They take pictures of every box or every bed, whatever it is, that goes into the truck. And then they take it to their storage facility, put it into their storage area. And then I can go to the website or mobile app, click on the specific box that I want out of my account, right? And then I can say delivery on Monday at 5 o'clock. And Monday at 5 o'clock, they would deliver it. You get 1 hour free per month of delivery services.
Does somebody stand there while you go through your box?
Well, you can either take the box upstairs and say goodbye, or you give them the box and
they
take it and
leave. How
can
they afford to not raise the...
Okay, so, yes.
To say goodbye extra?
There are a lot of upsells. If you need a box, and this will get back into our story of why I went over to Daryl's house. But they upsell if you need boxes, they'll sell you the boxes. If you need bubble wrap, they'll sell you the bubble wrap. But if you go over that hour time limit, they then charge you per hour over that time limit each month.
I don't understand
month.
How the hour works, though. Is that an hour that the guy sits there at your house?
Yes, he does.
He sits there waiting for you to go through the box.
Well, ideally...
So if he were to just show up and you took the box and he said, okay, see you later, that's 5 minutes.
That's your hour.
That's the whole hour.
Yeah, that's your hour.
So you only get one visit a month.
Unless you want to pay for it. If you need 3 hours,
how
then...
How much is it to pay for it?
I don't know. I think it's like $20 an hour. So, anyways, if you want to add to your storage, they will mail you bags, okay? You fill up the bags, they come on the scheduled time, and then you give them the bag fits into one of their boxes, and then you just drop it into the box, they close the box, they put it on the truck. So you try to do everything in advance.
It sounds complicated.
It sounds very complicated.
No, so easy. Are you a millennial, dude?
He just said it sounded complicated too.
Well, he's an old fart. Listen, it is so easy. If somebody sent you a bag in the mail.
What color's the box?
Their boxes are all green. Mine were all brown.
You know what? Okay. That's simpler. Now that we know it's green, it made the whole process easier.
Anyways, so I went to Daryl's place to check out his storage because I didn't believe he bought a storage unit. Checked it out, and I had given him two.
Wait, what did you think of the storage unit? What did it look like? You walked up. What'd you see?
It's not real.
It's
an
imaginary.
Well, the foot scraper was up for debate. I mean, how many people buy foot scrapers if you're not a golf course?
I don't know. He's smart.
How much was the foot scraper?
I don't think it was more than $20.
$1,000.
$5.
I'm
going to
start
like
selling them
it
for $15.
You're going to cry. You're gonna
can
break
I
the market?
That? Right. Yeah. Okay. So to end the story, I went to your house because I was seeing if I could put two frames into your storage unit because when they came to pick up the frames from my place, they were going to charge me $50, right?
What for?
For the bubble wrap in the box to put the frame in.
Right.
Not willing to pay $100 for two frames, I figured either underneath my bed or in Daryl's storage unit.
See, how big were the frames?
They were probably 1 foot by about 4 feet.
Yeah, 3 or 4 feet.
But they weren't like the typical 18x24 poster. It was like a narrow poster.
Oh, those ones that have like multiple photos.
Theoretically, yes.
You're locked into the way that they want to move the stuff, though.
Right.
That's the thing.
Well, everything of mine was already in a box with the exception of two frames. So when they came to me to pick up, your first pickup is free no matter how long it takes. When they came to me, they literally just took pictures of each box, put a sticker on it, that had like the account number and name on it, put it on their truck. It was very easy and organized. Most people are like, hey, here's my storage shit. I need 30 boxes and you got to box it, put it in. Like, takes forever. So I was above average.
Well, the reality is now.
That's how I roll.
Beach, I didn't need to know that.
That's how I box.
The reality is Beach is now at my mercy.
Yes.
With regards to these two frames.
The theory is.
And I will be upselling him if he ever wants to retrieve them again. Because there's a $120 unlocking the shed fee.
But the joke is actually on you because I don't want the frames.
Yeah, yeah, Beach actually said, he goes, if I never see these again, I'm okay with it. I said, what are they? He goes, he's like, one of them's a poster from Cheers. He said, like, what are we doing here?
He said, I was labeling my name on it. And he goes, why are you putting your name on it? I go, I don't know. If I ever want it again, we know it's mine.
I was like, do you not think that I'm going to know these are yours? Like, somehow I'm going to just assume that they were mine?
Well, over the years, you may take in other frames. I don't know.
It's a cottage industry going on at the Silver household. Shed frame rental. It's a big business.
Yeah, when do the Christmas lights go up?
Well, I already have some. By the way, I'm Jewish. But I do have Christmas lights from last year that are wrapped around my tree. They are all...
Wait, they're still on the tree?
Yeah, I didn't take them down. Now, I have a massive oak in front of my house that's probably 200 to 300 years old. So it is so big that to take them on and off would have been detrimental, so I just left them on. And by the way, they are all white. They are all white lights because I'm Jewish. We consider those Hanukkah lights. And by the way, it's Hanukkah right now. So to all our Jewish friends, happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. By the way, as I look in our podcast office here, I see white Christmas lights. Or Hanukkah lights, sorry. They're just white lights,
too. These lights change.
Oh, they do?
They just call them holiday.
They're LED.
So do you only have white Christmas lights? Or, sorry, white Hanukkah lights? You know, I mean, I'm confused with what you're calling them. They're just white lights.
I'm actually thrilled.
Do you have any colored lights?
I'm actually thrilled that you asked me about that because I have a great story.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, for years my wife did want lights like this, and I resisted because...
When you say this, white lights or colored lights?
Any lights.
Because when I think of Christmas lights, I think of like either blue, yellow, lights.
Blue would technically be Hanukkah as well.
According can to I get, you, dude.
Andrew, can I get a confirmation on blue is Hanukkah as well?
I think according to the world, it's blue.
Blue especially, as well.
White and blue.
Especially for the wrapping paper I see in the stores.
See?
It's like the blue and the white.
I think it post 2000. Before 2000, nobody had Hanukkah lights. Did you go down the street when you were 10 years old and see Hanukkah lights?
I think you're heading down a path you don't want to head down.
I think you're really angry about this, and nobody knows why. So as we know, I sold my Big Bear, peace out, the Big Bear house.
Did you steal anything from Big Bear? I just want to know, did you steal anything?
I did, actually. What? Before I left, I actually took there was a sign that the people who built the house built that was in the ground that basically... It had the name of the address of our house, but it had this bear like with on this canoe, this really cool wooden post. And literally on the day that I took the last stuff out, I grabbed it out of the ground and I was like, fuck it, that's not theirs, it's mine. So I put it in the front yard.
Wait, it was in the ground.
Yeah.
It was the address to your house.
Yeah.
So now people who drive by the house
have no idea where
this guy now who bought
the
house thought he was getting a green address sign with a canoe on it.
Who uses address signs anyway?
No,
anymore. You know, it's like you have Google, you just Google.
No, but it was a flag.
This is a potential business for us.
It's a flag lot.
We should keep a list of how many businesses we create out of this podcast. We had one last week.
What's the new business?
That was an app. The house is
an app.
The house is on a flag lot though. So you couldn't see the address from the street. So this sign was out on the street, which is probably about like 7,500.
So this guy's screwed.
Well, listen, you know, it's a hard knock life.
All right, so now we're on to the Christmas light box.
Twice a year during Memorial Day and Labor Day, and actually three times a year, 4th of July, Big Bear has like 500,000 people who show up for these holidays. And the entire town has enormous garage sales. I mean, probably like 250.
Like each house?
250 to 300 houses in Big Bear Lake and Big Bear City have garage sales, if not more. So my friend Joe Porter and I, shout out, peace.
Shout out.
Well, maybe Joe should start listening.
We're going to have Joe one day here.
No way.
No. The rule is you have to listen.
Joe does listen.
Okay. In order to be a guest.
And so one day... I actually saw this giant box filled with Christmas lights, and I had resisted it for years because I didn't want to buy Christmas lights because A, I'd have to put them up, and B, we're Jewish, and you know, it looks weird for Jews to have Christmas lights, I think. Anyway,
do you think people drive by your house and go, oh, that's a Jewish house?
I mean,
how dare that Jew
you
use
have a point.
Colored lights?
Right. That's actually...
That's pretty good. I'm not going to lie to you. That's a pretty good point. But anyway, somebody had a giant box, and I'm talking like one of those moving boxes, and it had all these lights in it. And I said,
a box like Beach had to buy?
No, I'm not sure. I think it's bigger than Beach's boxes.
No, I didn't have to buy any boxes.
Right.
No boxes bought.
So this was a big moving box, and I said to the guy, how much for all these lights? And when I tell you, filled with lights to the brim, like a huge box is probably like, how tall is that? Like
3 feet.
That's 3 feet by 3 feet by 3 feet. And I said to the guy, how much do you want for it? And he says, and the guy said, I don't know. Give me $10 for the entire box.
Let's hear your negotiating skills. The only actually, way guess, did you do it for $10?
I was going to guess $10, but I thought we were supposed to guess the.
Do you know what?
Price.
There was. You're right. You're supposed to guess. There was.
You should have paid
probably,
$1 for it.
There's probably like 40 strings.
Wait,
in there.
Do you know if they worked?
I asked him, and they looked nice. they looked folded nicely, so it looked like he took good care of them. So I actually paid retail, guys. I paid $10 for
retail.
It.
Well, wow. It's not retail. No negotiation.
No, I just said, you know what? $10 is fair. I'll pay it.
Done.
And wow. And they had all sorts of lights. And
shame on you.
But also, all sorts of white lights.
But yeah, and also like sheets of lights. Have you seen the ones that look like sheets?
Oh, cool. Yeah,
those wrapped right around the tree real nice. And then I just decided that I would not take them down because it seemed exhausting. To put them up, so
awesome.
So I will plug.
So they still work today, is what you're saying?
Well, you know what, Paige? We will find out.
We'll see. But they worked last year.
They worked great, and I literally have probably another 30 strings in the garage that I have done.
So is your wife happy about this?
Yeah, she is. I believe.
Awesome.
Yeah, I believe she is. So that is
your light story. Money? Any
white
lights?
You can use them. You can use them like all year round. Then, if they're white lights,
pretty much.
You know, because it's just outdoor lights now. Okay. I only really think of them as holiday or Christmas
lights.
No,
they definitely look like holiday lights.
Just Daryl's lights.
Yeah, they're holiday lights. It's pretty obvious.
Don't get confused. You know?
Don't get twisted.
Don't get twisted.
Andrew.
Yo.
Thank you, though, for that suggestion.
Well, yeah, that you're welcome. Great. You know, if you have a party, you have a party at your place.
That's a good idea.
Oh, we have parties all the time. Isn't Andrew
invited?
Oh, you do? did we not invite?
I didn't get that email.
You've been there every week. Beach,
every week.
I just show up to check out your recent purchases.
Every week,
and a party breaks out.
It ends at 8:30
And by the
PM.
Way, that was fantastic with Beach walking around the house looking at things I bought yesterday. It was very funny.
You are a storage guru.
I just remember I was like on Instagram, and then I was off Instagram, and then I was on Instagram, and it was just you bought what for like 10 minutes. I was like, okay.
Beach, what did my garage look like?
It is filled to the max. You like that?
With mostly...
No, it was not creative. It was not original.
Wow. These morning sessions
you
are not
do
good
better.
For you.
You could do better.
It was filled. We got about 10 bikes in there. We got a couple coolers in there.
Yeah. Coolers.
Tables. TV. I saw TV in there. Yeah.
By the way...
It's not doing anything. It's just TV.
I sold something this morning on eBay.
What?
So, my...
what you sold sell? What? You sold what?
My wife's boss, Christy, who owns the Plies Plus Studios all throughout Southern California.
Shout out.
Why don't they sponsor this podcast?
Please visit the Encino, Burbank, Woodland Hills, and Malibu locations.
They
don't sponsor.
The
do they get 10%
who
off?
Who listens to this?
Alan.
Alan, you should go do some Pilates.
Alan, we're gonna get. You know what? Let's have a giveaway.
Maybe how about a Christmas party,
Alan,
there?
Alan, we're giving you one free Pilates session at Pilates Plus.
Does your wife know about this?
I have authorization to do that.
Yeah.
So anytime you want to come collect. In fact, wait, Alan, to collect it, you need to come to the podcast.
Woo! In order to come to the podcast, you have to listen to the podcast.
Right. So he is only going to know that he won a free Pilates.
And by the way, this is a shout out to anybody else. If you want a free Pilates, email us. I'm not saying you're going to get it.
Email us at what?
Botpod@gmail.com.
Botpod@gmail.com.
I'm not saying you're going to get it, but email us that you want a Pilates. Where's the Pilates studio?
There's one in Malibu, Woodland Hills, Studio City, and Encino, with a new one opening up sometime in March in Burbank.
Oh, what's it called?
It's called Pilates Plus by Legree Fitness.
All right, so how did we get to Pilates?
You
sold something.
So I sold something. So I was over at her house the other day drinking wine.
At whose house?
My wife's
house.
Boss. My wife's boss's house, Christy.
She's a very.
I went there. I went there to drop something.
Were you
off.
With your wife?
I went there to drop. No. My wife wasn't there.
This is turning out bad. It was not a good story.
I went there. Max, if you could leave the room, this would be great.
Thank God your wife doesn't listen to this.
So I went there to drop something off at the request of my wife.
Oh, okay.
And while I was there, she was there with a male friend of hers. And I sat. They asked me if I'd like some wine.
Wow.
And I said, of course I'd like some wine. Who doesn't want wine? That turned into like 4 hours drinking wine. Eating dinner, and she had some like Nest, those cameras, you know,
No,
video
I don't
cameras?
Know.
It's like a webcam, a security webcam for your house.
Oh, got it. Right, yeah, a Ring or something.
Yeah, but these are
inside.
These are different. Yeah, inside.
Okay.
So, she had them. They were new. She'd never used them before.
Were they in a box or
they're
they
in
set
the
up?
Box, still sealed?
Okay, got it.
And she asked me if I could sell it, and so I actually put it up last night.
And it's gone.
And this morning I had already sold it.
That is a record. How much?
Thank you.
And did you get a take of it?
I don't know. I didn't.
Maybe
even
you got
ask,
free Pilates out of it.
I don't know if that's a record.
No, it is.
That was pretty fast.
No, I've had things sold in like
no,
40 minutes.
No, last week
minutes.
You sold your mattress for
oh, free.
Free.
Yeah, but
second.
That was free.
It doesn't matter, Beej.
Oh,
it's
does it?
Getting rid of things.
I'm mean, about to put my
hey,
crib
hey,
up on
hey, you got the record, so just accept
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I got
you
the
know?
Record, dude.
Congrats.
Did I get free Pilates out of this? Free Pilates?
Handshake. Yeah, you want a free Pilates session? I'll give it to you. Free Pilates
done.
For everybody in this room.
Oh, God.
Wow.
You want one free Pilates? You can have one free Pilates. Mind you, you're going to have
money,
to buy...
A-Money is turning that down.
I can't...
But what about your wife?
Yeah, mind you...
It counts for your wife. If your wife wants it, you
maybe,
can...
Maybe. I don't know if she's into it.
To
either.
Do Pilates, mind you, you have to buy $18 socks. Because
wait
there's
second.
Special grippy socks
what?
That you have to wear.
No, I go
and they
to
cost
$18. No, dude. If you go to these trampoline places, I got grippy socks for $2.
Oh.
Yeah, you're upselling this way too high.
Well,
oh,
listen,
shit.
You know, most
you
people
bought
show
what?
Up.
What do you need a grippy sock for?
I don't know.
Bought
but it,
what?
If we can get my wife in
know?
Here, she'll tell you.
You've never done Pilates?
I've not done Pilates.
I've
been
done
doing
it.
This for a decade and I've never done Pilates.
Wow, this is not a good podcast for you and your wife. You went to your wife's boss's house and
yeah.
had wine with her without your wife.
Yeah.
You've never done Pilates.
Yeah.
And you've done Pilates?
Yeah.
So what is Pilates?
It's like yoga, but harder.
Oh, but
steroids.
Harder.
It's like yoga if yoga wanted to kill you.
Were you sore the next day?
Definitely.
Would you do it again?
Yeah, if I had the time.
Did you have to pay $18 for grippy socks?
No, I got grippy socks.
Yeah, but you got it from mom, so they were.
But if you great. Got if you went to like this jumping trampoline place in Van Nuys,
I love those trampoline places.
$2 for grippy socks.
I love those
why,
places. By the
why
way.
Would I spend $2 on grippy socks when I have grippy socks?
Andrew, have you brought your daughter?
Somehow you
to,
had to get grippy socks.
Andrew, have you brought your daughter to the trampoline place yet?
I have not. She has a trampoline in her room.
No, this is not the same.
Oh, nice.
She Andrew doesn't believe in it's fun. Like a,
you know, Andrew doesn't off. Believe in fun.
Wait till you get into the birthday circuit, because you will be at these trampoline yeah. places mm-hmm. and bouncy house
the
places.
The birthday circuit.
Beach, yes. I think we should... I want to tell you about something else I bought.
Wow, a lot of buying.
Wait, let me guess. You bought something else?
You bought what?
So...
I think this should be a drinking game. Every time you do, you bought what?
Yes.
You got a...
This is actually the third and fourth of these that I actually bought. So the first one Max got.
What?
The second one I got as a gift. And these, we just bought two more for my other two kids. So there is this thing that's called a heavy blanket.
Ooh.
So are you guys
weighted blanket.
Weighted blanket.
It's
are
called,
you familiar with this?
Guys,
I know, I'm aware of it. I've never
had
one.
It's called a gravity
before.
Blanket.
It's called a gravity blanket. Beej, do you know what a gravity blanket is?
No. Educate me.
Okay, so a gravity blanket is a
happily.
Blanket. And they come in all shapes and sizes. Not
wait,
shapes
wait, wait,
and
wait.
Sizes.
Okay, like for that fits a mattress or
yeah,
a couch?
It's
where just, do I use a gravity
blanket? You can
mattress.
Use it anywhere you want. It's a blanket.
On the toilet,
but,
in the shower. You know,
it's a blanket,
but the key to this blanket is that they come in different weights. So for instance,
oh.
the blanket that I have is
what
25 pounds
on top of you.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. So your blanket is very heavy.
Yep.
Do you have one of these?
No, but it's very popular among people with like autism and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. ADD,
I
autism, people who have a hard time sleeping.
It's the greatest.
So let me, so I'll tell you what it is.
So dude. You're like weighted down.
Yeah. It's like someone's laying on top
so
of you.
So you know,
it's like being in the womb again.
Yeah. So you know yeah. how like they take babies and swaddle
yeah.
them?
Yeah.
Now take a 25 pound blanket and put it on top of you before you go to bed. And it has the same net effect. And I'll tell you what. The
How much does this cost?
Well, it's they've pretty, come way down. When they
really?
First came out about a year ago, they were about $250.
Yeah, it was expensive.
I just okay. Whoa. So I just bought two queen size ones. Let's see how much they cost.
No
around the room, please.
Really,
Andrew, I'm going to let you go first.
Are they that cheap now?
Andrew.
I'm going to go with an even 50.
Oh no!
Wow, I'm going with $29.99.
Nuh-uh, $129.
The blankets were each $89.99.
Wow, that's a big difference.
And I thought that was, it's a great deal.
Do they come in colors?
Mostly gray. I've seen one.
Okay, so I put it on my bed.
Yeah.
Then to get into the bed, I got to lift a 25 pound weight.
Correct.
Yep.
I don't want to do.
Now it's dispersed. It's, obviously, yeah, it's spread out. There's like, so there's like little squares. It's,
unless you don't want it
to
be.
It's cut in a square, so like all of a sudden you don't have 25 pounds at your feet. Huh. It's evenly distributed.
So I get under it.
Well, Beach, first of all, if this is really an issue, I suggest you get a membership to LA Fitness very soon.
I have one. We could talk about that. Okay, go on. So I get under this weighted blanket.
And here's the interesting thing. So I have a heart. When I sleep, I'm very restless. And I have like crazy dreams, which I'm like moving around. I have such vivid dreams that I'm like getting in fights. I go from one fight to the next fight to the next fight to the next
fight. Wow.
Like it's crazy.
You didn't know?
Do you ever talk to anybody about this?
I have actually.
It's pretty weird.
Wait.
Have you tried lucid dreaming, you know?
I don't know what that is.
You can't.
It's where you train yourself to be able to like be his aware dreams will get worse if he does that. So then you can actually have control of your dreams.
Dude,
maybe
these
not
dreams
fight.
Are, what, I have psycho dreams.
What do you watch before bed?
Nothing.
Nothing. Like, you know.
He's naturally insane.
Yeah.
Wow.
And by the way, all the way through the night until I wake up. And in fact, I wake up because I'm dreaming so clear that it's as if I'm awake. I'm living my wakeness. And I wake up so because I'm so tired of the dream. I wake up and I'm actually – it calms me down to wake up from my dreams.
He doesn't smoke weed very often.
It's insane.
He needs to.
Or eat it. Yeah, whatever.
Anyway, so what this blanket does is
– I remember a guy that could help him out.
I can't imagine dreaming like how he dreams.
It's crazy. Going back, he won't give up the name of his bagel shop. You won't give up the name of your weed shop.
Hell no, I won't.
It's interesting
connection between us being related and us not giving up our secret spots.
You get under the bed.
Yeah.
You don't get under the bed.
Under the covers, Beach. I'm not sure what goes on at your house. But in my house, I get to sleep on top of the mattress.
How raised is your bed?
Yeah, it's like, Beach lives under the
Wait
bed.
Wait a second. You don't get under the bed.
I do not get under the bed. I stay just under the covers, between the cover and the mattress.
Between the cover
usually
and the
a comfortable spot. Thing.
Are you on top of sheets?
Yes.
Okay, so you get under this weighted blanket.
Yeah.
And in...
Like, instantly, you can't move. I'm not kidding you. It, like, holds you.
I don't want this.
No.
Some people are terrified
of it. When I tell you it's the greatest thing ever.
I would bet it is comfortable.
I sleep
I'm not
better
gonna deny
and
that.
Longer.
I just don't
Me
want
too.
It.
I sleep better and longer since I got this blanket.
Some people do feel that they, like, have this anxiety of suffocation from it, though.
So,
well, you can get lighter blankets.
It depends
get
who you are.
All
right, so is 25 the heaviest?
Yeah, it's the heaviest.
I wish it went heavier.
Yeah.
Just get more blankets, lift. Man.
Max, I gotta get two.
Max wants to sleep under a steel anvil.
I want 50
well,
pounds.
Hey, I would say Christmas is coming,
but listen,
Hanukkah's here.
If you have,
so.
If you're ADD, if you have trouble sleeping, if you have an autistic child, this seems to help these 1,000%.
Type of people. 1,000%.
And you have it? Why?
Because I'm nuts in the fucking head.
Me too.
And it helps me. It helps me. It helps me
sleep.
Like, when great, well, it actually more importantly, it helps you stay sleeping.
How long have you had this?
Comes right
I've
down.
Had it for about a year.
Oh, you have had it for
about a year.
About
a year, yeah.
And you bought two more.
Well, Max got one first, and then I got one. Then Ben stole.
How did you find this blanket?
I saw an ad for it.
They're on Facebook.
And
all
I literally,
the time.
And I literally was like, "This will change my life."
And what is?
Sounds
this?
Like the squatty potty for you guys all.
Yeah,
over
we have
yeah.
two of those.
Yeah,
is that where you lift your legs?
I would say that the squatty potty and the gravity blanket are equally important to one's life. Equally
okay,
crucial.
So let me ask you about the squatty potty.
It's the best.
It's a happy living.
Every day.
Do you use that every day?
Every day. When I can't use it, like, out and about, I'm upset that I'm not using it.
In fact...
And actually, when I'm out and about and there's nothing there, sometimes I'll, like...
Lift your knees?
No. Well, sometimes there's, like, a little trash can or something
you
around.
Put your feet on them?
I'll put that in front of my feet and lift my feet however I can, if I can.
And so the idea is it helps your digestive flow out of you.
What
is that true?
Is it adjusts your colon... to a position that easily lets the feces flow.
The waste.
And it does work.
It's 100%.
It's just
bend over, though.
No. I had stomach problems like crazy. Like, I still do. Like, I have a really sensitive stomach and things. And as soon as we got these, like, 80% of my stomach.
Did you get them at Bed Bath & Beyond?
Yeah, I think we did, actually.
Because they
sell
them. They're on Shark Tank.
And if you have a coupon.
Yeah.
They're 20% off?
25% off. Or $5 with a coupon, as we've discussed many times before.
Wait,
about the
what?
Great things about well, they have two coupons. They'll have like 25%.
Now they have $10.
Or they'll
coupons.
Have a $5 or $10 coupon.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's great stuff. So we bought those for my daughter and my youngest son for Hanukkah.
So have you given them?
Because in case
no,
you
I haven't
know,
even got them yet. I just ordered them yesterday. As we know, I order things every single day.
The apple
day.
Doesn't fall far from the tree.
And are we talking about the Squatty Potty still, or we get back to the?
No, we've already we already have possession of two Squatty Potties. By the way,
Squatty Potty, you got to go pick
one,
up.
We have one that's old school plastic, the white one, and then our bathroom, the adult bathroom, is a little nicer, so we bought the bamboo one.
Wow, how much was that?
I think like $49.
Who cares?
Are you kidding?
No, who cares?
It is a beautiful
certain things you gotta spend money on.
Hand carved.
Okay. How is your toilet paper? 2-ply?
Costco.
It's comfortable.
Costco Kirkland or Costco Cotton?
Kirkland. And by the way, I went to Costco yesterday. I don't know if you guys know this, but on Tuesdays, there are just as many, if not more, free samples than there are on the weekends.
Why on Tuesdays?
With no lines. It was fantastic.
Why on Tuesdays?
I don't know.
What did you buy at Costco?
I bought lots of stuff. Toilet paper.
I got my pictures at Costco yesterday.
Did you?
I saw a sample once that was of toilet paper.
Speaking of pictures, did you get a holiday picture?
I did. I got a beautiful holiday card yesterday from Beach. Thank
from
you
Costco.
Very much.
And she was wearing gloves. It did not like, why do you need to wear gloves
Maybe Costco
for this
should.
One.
It's going
to
wipe your ass for you.
By the way, you know, I was thinking about Costco the other day, and I was thinking about the first guy who came up with the idea, and he was, and it had to go something like this, like, hey, Beach, I'm thinking about opening up this giant store, and I'm going to charge people to go into it. Right. What do you think?
Done. No okay. way in no. hell will you get a person.
Wait, and here's the other thing.
Right. Why would I pay to get into
a
store?
Why would you pay to get and here's the other thing.
And by the way, I pay to get into that store.
Now, right. And just mind you, here's a couple of things I want to go over. I'm going to have
genius.
Everything you're going to buy is going to be enormous. Enough for like
right. You don't need to come back.
You don't need to come back. I'm going to charge you to get in. You don't need to come back. A couple more things, Beach. Thinking about putting a pharmacy in it.
I mean, this just sounds like a giant co-op, though.
Right. Thinking about putting a pharmacy in. And also, like, where'd you get your glasses last time you went?
Not a Costco.
Because the place I'm thinking about opening is Costco. I think I want to sell Costco, and I'm not gonna have a doctor, just an optometrist who lives there 24/7.
I've gone to that optometrist.
And,
me too.
And a couple other things. I'm thinking that there should be some sort of restaurant where I sell food below cost. What do you think? I'm gonna make a deal. Hot dog for $1.50, including a drink. How does that sound?
Done.
How about a $9 pizza? $9 18-inch pizza.
A $9 18-inch pizza.
Great price.
This is what I'm thinking about opening.
At the end of that, you forget you even paid to get in.
Exactly.
And do you like chicken?
I do like chicken.
I'm thinking about selling whole chickens for $5.
Hey, how are people gonna get to your store if they don't have gas?
I'm going to open up a gas station right outside of it. And by the way, it's going to be so cheap that I'm not going to make any money on it.
Well, somehow maybe what you do.
Oh, and here's the best part.
Yeah.
If you want
how does he sell gas?
If you want to return something like 3 years later, I'll take it back.
Wait, how does he sell gas at a lower cost?
This is just something I'm thinking about. It's something I'm thinking about with Costco.
Actually, you know what? I have a couple of like secrets about Costco.
Do you?
If you don't have a Costco card, for those who haven't committed to the Costco lifestyle, you are able to, go still buy food at the food
How do you
bar.
Get in the door?
They'll let you in if you say you're
So
just
why do they look
food.
For my card at the door?
Because...
They don't even care. They let you right in.
But they kind of do. I know what you're saying, but
no, they nod at you and they hit the little button.
The problem is that when you get to the checkout, if you don't have the card, you're fucked.
Okay, so you can only buy certain items.
So you can go buy at the food cart without a card.
Okay.
And you can also buy alcohol without a card.
What?
Did not know that for a while.
You can buy what at Costco?
You can, if you do not have a membership to Costco, you can buy the Costco-sized alcohol without a card. A
couple other things about Costco Beach. I'm gonna portray like everything's super cheap, but then I'm gonna make the meat department like double, and people aren't even gonna notice.
Really? Don't they do?
And nobody's gonna notice. Because they're so excited that they just passed the $5 chicken.
My issue with Costco is there's no express line.
I got the $5 chicken the other night.
I've gotten the $5
chicken. And by the way, the lines, let me tell you something.
They're so long.
It's going to take you 45 minutes to get out. And we're not going to give you bags. I'm going to give you boxes just were like laying on the floor. That's how you're going to get this stuff out. And on top of it, the place is so big that it's like 3 football fields, so it takes forever to get out.
And it's not organized.
Like, at all.
Where is the dish soap? Jesus.
Here's the best part. Just when you start loving a product there, it disappears to never be seen again.
By the way, like the peanut butter.
Oh, my God. Don't even talk about
that. If you go into one Costco, it doesn't mean it's in the same aisle of the other Costco.
Hell no.
Right.
So back to Costco.
This idea we're thinking about.
I bought my holiday cards.
Wait, does
there.
This Costco exist? Because I'm just thinking about.
Yes, it does.
I'm thinking about.
There's one in every town.
One in every town, of course. And at some point, I think it'll be big enough that it'll be publicly traded on the stock exchange.
Yes.
This is what I'm thinking about.
I get my holiday cards there for, I believe it's like $13.99.
for holiday cards.
No, it's the best place to get holiday cards. Your mother's been getting them there for years.
Yeah. It's $13.99 now. I think prices went up for 50 cards. Oh, if you want 25 more, it's another $5 each. You get the envelopes with it. And it's the same holiday card, the same template as Shutterfly or any other online upload your pictures into a holiday card platform, but these are only $13.99 versus Shutterfly at like $39.99. Shutterfly is $34.99 actually. So it's why I would go to Shutterfly when I can go to Costco for $13.99 is beyond me. Hence, I go to Costco.
But let me ask you a question, Beach, because you seem to be saving even more money than most people, because yesterday you hand-delivered the card to me, therefore saving a stamp. Now, are you doing that to every person?
No.
Or was it just, I mean, like, because gas will get expensive if you hand-deliver
them.
Like,
no.
But we know a place where stamps. You can get gas really cheap.
It's only $3 right
I
now.
I wish you could get stamps cheap.
Costco?
Just a thought I'm thinking about.
I think the post office has a monopoly on that part.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do they, though?
On
stamps? Or you could do the digital card, which I'm getting a lot of digital cards.
A lot of digital cards.
Which are free.
But here's
guys,
what
I'm old school. I like the real cards.
Yeah. You don't do cards anyways. When's the last time you put a stamp on anything?
That's not true. I put a stamp the other day.
On what?
You
a bill?
What?
No.
What? What
you bought a stamp?
A box.
I don't think that's true.
By the way, we'll get to Max. Like, we got a lot of updates for Max.
A lot of updates.
But let's go to the digital side. So I was at Daryl's house yesterday, and right when you walk in the door, there's a big plaque of ski season passes with your pictures on it.
Right,
so,
from Big Bear and Snow.
So it shows the entire family on each pass through the years. It has Daryl from 2009 all the way to 2018. Same with all of the family members. So back to the Christmas cards, because mine are physical picture cards, I keep one, actually two, for myself, put them in our card bucket or whatever, so that at some point in a couple years, I will have all of our Christmas cards with our pictures on it over the years. But when you do it on the digital side, which I get saves money and it's an email and then people delete it, I will have mine as like a little souvenir through.
Well, I think my big question is, what is a picture bucket?
I think what's a souvenir? Let's start there.
What is a picture bucket? Describe your picture bucket to me.
It's
and by the way, storage bin. And by the way, I will need
picture.
To see this picture budget bucket on Instagram for sure.
I think our audience. Well, let's
wants
keep in mind
that.
Who posted the picture of the foot scraper.
You did. Yeah, you totally did.
The picture box is just a storage bin filled with pictures that I saved.
And where did you
hard
get
copy
that?
Pictures.
And how much was it?
Where do you keep
probably
it?
Container store or I don't know. I keep it in my daughter's
storage?
Closet.
Oh.
The pictures I keep at home. There is a storage bin of pictures in storage as well, but these ones I
how
do
you
keep
decide
at home.
Which pictures stay and which ones go?
That's a great question.
Now,
I don't have an answer.
Why didn't
to.
You take that bucket and put it into your storage unit?
I should have. I like to have some pictures at home.
Well, let me tell you what I did. We had about probably like – how many would you say, Andrew? Probably about 5,000 photos I brought to the office that one day.
Oh, yeah, and some of them were quite private.
Yeah, and what I did was
– wow, wait, time out.
Well, I'm going to explain it to you, and then Andrew can get into it. Let me set it up, and then Andrew can tell you. So what happened
I'd
was –
I'd rather jump to Andrew.
It'll be context. What happened was I had about 5,000, 10,000 photos, hard photos that I had taken over the years because I'm old, so that's before digital. So I used to have between 8 and like 15 interns every year at my production office. So one year I decided that the job of the interns was going to be while they were working the phones, digitizing every one of those 10,000 pictures.
Wow.
So I can upload them to the Google Photos, which is free.
Oh, I'm on Shutterfly.
To have a free, so that I can have every photo I've ever had
Butterfly.
In the cloud, so that I don't have to worry about it. If there's a fire or something, I have every photo.
Right.
So we brought these to the office.
I could use some of those interns.
And I think this is, I think this is where Andrew and I guess.
But wait, go back a step. How do you go from hard copy?
A scanner. I had a scanner. I have a high speed, very high end
like
scanner.
Like a printer.
And they set it up to do that. So I guess. And Andrew will tell you, I guess I didn't really realize some of the types of photos that we had over the years.
Wow. Andrew, what would be an example?
I think there were a few of Deanna topless and several naked kid photos.
Oh, that's normal.
Back to Deanna. Was it like,
I didn't see, I never saw them.
Don't just say naked kid photos. These were our children in a bath, wow. running around by the pool. Yeah. All of a sudden it's like the FBI is going to context means a lot.
It's a kid in a bathtub?
Right, yeah, kid in a bathtub. My kid's in a bathtub.
Listen,
that's
a
random child.
Like 100? Was he age 18 or was he age 3 or 3 months?
Like a bunch of 17-year-old girls.
Listen,
in the
guys, I have a 4-year-old. Remember, so I'm used to just being there's just nakey time sometimes.
Wait,
so just assume.
What? I don't know what you're talking about. What goes on at your house?
I'm telling
you. When you're a 4-year-old, you don't remember when a 4-year-old just take their clothes off for no reason.
Oh, but I don't have a camera out on them. Okay, so what I've learned from today is Deanna should not listen to today's podcast.
Nor the police or FBI.
As long as they're, I'm not trying
to discriminate. Or the founder of Costco, for that matter. He should not listen to this.
They were very tasteful nudes.
Very tasteful. And did somebody approach when the realization came that there was photos of my wife not
where else do they
topless.
Upload these
what,
pictures?
What did the interns say? Did they say anything?
No, I think wasn't it? Didn't we have other Macs do it?
I don't know.
Because remember,
we had a lot of people were doing it.
Because I think that they were just like, okay, they just kind of
did they sell these
just
pictures?
Kind of rolled with it. They were just like, I guess I'm just getting these photos and didn't say anything.
I did remember there was one of me on a bed, like in my underwear with a cowboy hat. I was like, that will not be going on Instagram. That I was like, oh, like one of our interns had to grab this picture and digitize it. So that was interesting.
I'm done for the day. There's nothing I can follow this conversation with.
You bought what?
You took a picture of what?
You scanned what?
Do not Instagram these. That's the moral of the story.
The moral of the story is I hope nobody goes online and gets my password for my Google photo.
Well, they would have to hear this podcast in order to do that.
Right. Well, Alan is very, very, he's Tech wiry. Savvy. He could probably figure it out.
Then we know who did it.
Well,
if
you use the same password that you use for everything else, I could probably figure it out.
Now you got two people. Two suspects.
Not going well. Hey, I bought something this week, Beach.
Wow, this week opposed to today?
Yeah.
Wow, so past.
Wait, you bought something?
So, my wife's car is up, the lease is over on January 6th. Have you ever turned in a lease?
I have, yes.
So the process is very interesting. When the lease is about up, first of all, you start getting letters from the car company desperately asking you to buy another one. The offers that I get are daily. Maybe 2 to 3 in my mail a day. And we decided that we are not going to buy another Infiniti right now. And so what happens is when your lease
is... Well, you're buying a couple cars, actually.
Well, it's funny because I'm going... On January 6th, I will be down to one car and a scooter.
Right, but why can't you go January 5th or December 20th?
I can't. I'm just telling you what's going on.
Right. Well, you may have another car before January 6th.
I could. Who knows, Beach? The world is in
I get my
place.
Leases
How's your special
before
lady going to get around?
Yeah.
Scooter,
Uber.
I hope.
Uber? Lyft?
So anyways, when you turn in a lease, what happens is they send a guy out to your house to make sure that the car is not destroyed.
No, that's what you think happens. They don't send a guy to my house. No, I know what you're saying. You don't need to do that.
No. Well, anyway, the guy came to my house. He checked it out. Well, actually, I'll tell you why it's a good thing that he did it. So he came to my house, checked it out. We're so under in the mileage, it's crazy that that doesn't matter.
You'll never beat my record in mileage.
And what they do is they look for...
No, you already have the record for selling
the record in that, too.
Beach, you know, not competition.
Beach has a record.
It is.
Everything's a record for everything. Everything's a record with you. It's like,
just saying.
It's like, put that up on the tote board.
The guy comes to your house.
Guy comes to my house, and he, you know, walks around and looks at the car, and one of my tires
was
below the range of how much tread there could be.
Right. So
the guy said, you need to get a new tire to do it. So what I didn't realize, and now I do, is that the way that to do this, if you have a leased car, is you don't go out and buy a new tire, because they'll charge me $150 for that tire. That was the only thing that would have cost me something. So instead, you go to a used tire center, and you buy a used tire. I bought one for $50. They throw it on, and then when you get there, they go like, hey, I got a new tire, and they go, it's fine. So you don't have to go buy new tires. The tire just has to match, and it could be used. So it could be at the eighth of an inch tread, and you save yourself money. So don't ever just bring in a car
right.
Because you're going to get dinged for all these
problems. The advantage of that guy coming out is telling you what's wrong with the car.
Right, exactly, so that you could make changes.
If you need to.
So I had to make one change for one tire. So right. I bought a tire this week.
So the
Michelin.
You bought what? How much was it?
How much was it?
I told you guys already.
$50.
We really weren't paying attention.
You guys could stop thinking about the children.
I mean, pay attention to the podcast. We're getting a little off format here because don't we want to guess the prices things? We haven't been guessing prices.
Wow. Well, that's D-Money is just not cool.
Andrew's here twice and already he's like
demand.
I figured out the format last time and now I come in and like you're just changing it up.
By the way, Andrew, when Max got home last night and we were talking about last week we were talking about the podcast. He goes, Andrew came up to me at the end of the podcast, and he goes, I want to come back again because I think I understand it now.
And here he is back.
And now here he is. He's like making demands.
So one thing I learned about lease cars is there are manufacturers like Honda, uh-huh. Acura, I forget which other ones, Toyota, I believe. I know Toyota may not be. They give you an allowance of how much damage you can have on the car.
Yeah.
But there are other manufacturers who don't give you an allowance. So when you go lease a car, you have to understand what the turn-in opportunity is, because if you don't have an allowance to the dealership or to the manufacturer, then they'll charge you for every nick and low tire. But if you do have an allowance, you can get around some of those scratches on your car.
Well, we realized that we were way under in mileage. So my wife and I were like,
let's go to Palm Springs.
I in the last month I've gone to Big Bear twice. I've gone to San Francisco, and we just went to, by the way, beach. I went to Vegas over the weekend.
Oh my good Lord. What did you do in this past seven days? I mean,
I was in Las Vegas over the weekend.
What you've done in 7 days?
We live very full lives, Beach.
My life literally feels exactly
like how he's describing.
What did you buy in Vegas?
I don't care
that you went there. What did you buy there?
I didn't buy anything, but my wife bought a new pair of boots.
Hold on, we'll guess how much those cost.
She bought a pair of boots.
Doesn't matter how much
Madden,
they cost.
Madden.
Well, we'd like to guess how much they cost.
Well, I'm going to tell you why. So let's go over. My wife bought Steve Madden boots. They were retail, $99.
Oh, you're giving us a.
Retail $99. Okay. How much did they cost?
Where were they?
They were at Steve Madden.
Is it a Steve Madden store?
At the Planet Hollywood.
They were $99. Mall. It seems to be Christmas time, so I'm going to take that into account.
So they're doing a discount then.
I'm going to give you guys a hint.
No more hints. 99. If we're wrong, you can give us a hint.
Okay.
I think it was 15% off.
No. 50%?
15.
Oh, 15. Okay.
I was going to guess you paid 70.
I'm going with 76.
Oh, okay, so here's what happens. So when you get to Steve Madden, at least this time of year, they walk in and they hand you two scratcher cards.
Daryl had to tell the story.
Okay. And
he was inching.
The shoes were not technically on sale, but when you scratch it, it says up to 40% off. Oh. And so the first one she got was, the first card she scratched, because they handed her two, was, buy one pair, get the second pair for 50% off. Oh, well, wow. She could only find one pair, so that one was no good.
She could have bought Emma a pair.
The next one she scratched.
Just saying.
Was.
Do they have to be the same size?
I don't know. They don't. It's just any shoe.
Well, Emma could have gotten a Hanukkah gift, is all I'm saying.
She's getting plenty of Hanukkah gifts,
including a blanket. Do you think she wants a blanket?
Yeah, she does want a blanket. So the next the next card she scratched says, if you spend a certain amount, if you spend over 100, you get 40% off.
Oh.
If you spend under 100, 30%. Right. So it goes on and on. Yeah. And on. $20 down, down, down. So the Deanna, they're $99, and the her discount, because over 100 actually was $30.
Well, she wasn't over 100 yet.
Right, and the problem was Deanna said, come on, it's like 2 pennies, 1 penny. Can I just, the woman's like, no, right. Can't get the 30 off. So she's like, buy something else. The most expensive thing, the least expensive
laces.
Thing
there,
it was a $15 pair of socks that she didn't
Are you
want.
Kidding? Well, she yeah. could have used them at Pilates.
So the woman rang it up, and for some reason she made a mistake, gave her $30 off.
Nice.
Now, $70 for it. Andrew, right on
time
the
time out.
Wait.
Ding, ding, add ding, tax. Ding, ding, ding.
Add tax.
No, we're not going in tax.
76.
But I'm going to make it better. Peach. But wait, there's more.
Thank God.
Deanna was on a roll playing Wheel Craps. Of... Fortune slot machine, and nice. While we were there, we won $500.
Are you kidding?
We came home with $500, and she used that money to buy. So these shoes were actually free.
Wow. That's fantastic. How other than that? All the food you spent money on.
No, we didn't, because my trip was all expense paid, because somebody who pitched me a show wanted me to come out and check out they own a drag racing company. They paid for everything. I stayed at the Vidara Hotel at the Aria. We went out to dinner first class every night.
Wow,
it was absolutely fantastic.
How's the TV show?
We're going to see. We're going to see. We're talking about it. But, Beach, I want to tell you something. This brings us up to the max minute. That's the point.
Wow, we're already at max minute?
We are up to max minute already. Wait.
Are we just doing max rating today?
Wait,
what are we doing?
Wait, before we get to the max minute, I think we have to go talk about Max's relationship.
Don't look
status.
At me like that, Max.
Why? No.
So
this is not a you bought what subject.
We're no longer.
That's what I'm saying. Is it just rating today?
What? No, no. Max minute is what did Max buy?
I didn't buy a relationship, though. Why are we talking about a relationship?
He still lives at home.
Who's had a relationship?
He still
lives at home.
I wasn't paying attention.
And he has been going out with this young lady.
Yeah, he doesn't want to talk about it today.
Yeah, I can get it.
Okay, so let's do Max. Anything you bought?
Max, what did you buy your Max Minute?
Or Max Rating. Are we on Max Rating
yet? No, we're at Max Minute.
Oh.
I went to Goodwill the other day, a while ago.
Where is this Goodwill?
It is off of Ventura and right past Kester.
What is Goodwill?
Goodwill is a place where basically people bring old...
I donate there.
Item.
Monthly.
Yeah, people donate there, and then they maybe clean it up or whatever, and then resell it for, like, next to nothing. I'm talking about, like, $5 for a shirt or $2 okay. for...
It's a charity thing.
It's a charity thing.
Okay.
Goodwill is actually not a charity. Just technically.
What is it?
It's just a
donation center.
Yeah, like you donate your stuff. That you can
well,
get,
it's
you
not
can get
a charity
right
because
up.
It's not going to anything.
It's not like Salvation Army. Salvation Army is a charity.
Yeah,
who's profiting at the Goodwill?
Fucking owners, man.
Me, anyways.
No. Is that what? True?
Totally. Yeah. Anyways, so
did you know that, Beach?
Well, I thought it was a nonprofit because you could get a tax write-off. Although I believe under Trump,
not at Goodwill.
You do get a tax.
You get a tax write-off for donations.
There's a guy named like Phil Goodwill who's pocketing all this money.
Yeah. Well, maybe Phil something
else. Yes, the Goodwills. They came over on the Mayflower.
I think under Trump, you don't get
anyway,
tax
so
write-offs.
My Max Minute,
you get your,
not
hold
yours,
on, hold
Beach.
On, hold on. Sorry, I just need to end this.
It's not Beach Minute.
I know, hold on.
Because that doesn't sound good.
I know, but we just need to finish this thought. You do get a tax write-off. Under Trump, I believe he's changed it so that you only get tax write-offs for cash donations now and not physical donations. So I do the physical donations. They give me... the slip with what I'm donating and the worth of it, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I get,
but
too.
But I don't know if under Trump you can use those anymore. Anyways, back to Goodwill.
Max.
Anyways, so I bought some really nice leather boots.
Oh, were we going to guess how much?
Sure, you can guess how much.
Leather boots.
Wait, like, describe these boots.
Like, they're like the shoes you...
Like Chukkas?
Kind of, but they're more like... They have more of a point to them.
And you
they're,
have no idea.
Like,
cowboy boots.
No.
$6.
Like, they're casual, but they're like stylish.
Are they made of leather?
Yeah.
Like cowboy boot leather or suede?
Like
and somebody
suede.
Else wore these.
I guess so.
Good condition?
Great condition.
I'm going with, you ready for this price?
Sure.
A Money went with?
Six.
$6. I'm going with $19.
Ooh, that's a lot of Goodwill.
I'm going to go with $4.
I got them for $10.
Boom.
Anyways, the soles,
$10
though,
each?
No.
Because then that would have been
the soles. But I wanted different soles because the soles were a little uncomfortable. So I went to a shoe store.
Spending more money?
Next to Pita Kitchen. And I got brand new soles for $30.
Smart kid.
Insoles.
So the insoles. So the shoes actually cost you $40.
$40, but retail, these shoes were way more than $40.
Why are you not wearing them, and why are they not on You Bought What Instagram?
Yeah.
I do not.
Nice. That seems like a good purchase.
Yeah, it was a great purchase because they look like I bought these shoes for $150, and I bought them for $40.
How sweet. Now, do the kids these days go to Goodwill a lot?
Yeah, Folsom and I go all the time.
T-shirts.
Because I know you earn a good living. You're doing well, so you don't need to go to Goodwill.
Goodwill's you can find really cool stuff at Goodwill. It's not even about the price at that point.
You could find I used to go to Salvation Army, Goodwill, Value Village. I used to go to those all the time for T-shirts.
But
like,
I love
going like old political T-shirts that don't make any sense anymore.
I will never put something on my body until it has been washed clean.
Of course.
Of course. Why wouldn't you?
We donated to Goodwill. We were there last week donating.
Especially because it could be from Beej, and I don't want that.
Well, Goodwill,
my wife will wash everything before she donates. I'm like, wait, why are you washing before you donate?
I think they wash it too, but I don't trust them.
I don't know. I've been to Goodwill. It doesn't look like anything's washed.
No, you haven't been to their center. Like, they do pickups and send them to a...
Well, we should go on a field trip there.
All right. Anyways.
I was there last week, did a Christmas clean.
Where's the one up by Costco, by where you live?
It's all come back to Costco.
Is there?
Yeah, there's a... Well, actually, wait.
I went to Play It Again Sports.
No, there's Salvation Army. There's Salvation Army near that Costco.
All right, so Max, now is the time to rate the show. Last week, I believe he had us at a 7.8.
7.8,
that was a high
rating.
I thought it was an 8. I thought
it was a joke at the end because...
I remember there was
Let me just go on record and say I thought it was very funny today. There was a lot of laughter today. No? Am I not...
Yeah, I mean, Naked Pictures will do that.
Well, let's hear, Max. Give us your review of the episode today.
Podcast.
Can I have a drum roll, please?
We don't have it. If we only had drums in this room.
8.1.
Wow,
that's a season high.
We broke the seal.
Season
we
high.
We
that's
are
a series.
We
high.
Are. We are up. Wow. We are up now. That
we
is a record
up.
Right now.
That is huge. Wow. I cannot
Maybe
believe
it. Was the bagel.
8.1. No, 8.1. I don't think it was the bagel. I think it was a mixture of the content, the funniness. It moved along.
Nice.
You know, A-Money was here. There's a lot of good things that happened.
Let's rate Andrew.
Costco.
You're rating people now.
Do we guess that?
You bought what?
I mean, Andrew has now turned into a semi-regular.
Does two times makes a semi regular?
Well, it's more than anyone else.
I think like three times is like a regular. Right?
Three times would be a regular. Right now, you're a semi regular.
Semi regular.
Wow. Nice.
Which is great.
Congratulations. So,
congratulations. Good job, Andrew. I like that.
I don't even tell any stories about what I bought either. I don't know.
Oh, man, I feel bad. Tell us about something you bought.
No. I actually, ironically, I don't really buy anything except for like. Food.
That's a whole
eat.
Episode.
He buys food
to
every
eat.
Food to eat.
Andrew lives in a non-commerce society where possessions just appear.
So let's go over this. Where can we listen to the podcast?
We can listen to the podcast now on iTunes.
Hey.
Wow.
Yeah, we are in the Apple universe. And if you go to our website, which is where, Beach?
Botpod.com.
You can find, there's links to all of that stuff.
Awesome.
There's pictures of our Instagram and Twitter.
I should email you.
You could email us at botpod@gmail.com. Wow. And what is our Instagram?
You bought what?
It's you bought what?
And what are we loading to the Instagram today? You're loading the cowboy boots.
Mm-hmm.
They're not
cowboy boots.
They're just boots, dude. They're pointy end. They're cowboy boots.
No, they're not super pointy. They're just more pointy than
Chuck's. Well, I wouldn't know. I'd have to see it.
Okay, Max is uploading his lady boots. What else?
I was supposed to upload something.
Lady boots.
Andrew's like,
you want to see my picture box?
I'd love to see your picture
really?
Box. Yeah.
All right.
I'm all about the picture. Do I have anything?
Definitely do.
What?
Just take a picture of Costco. That's it.
No, you bought something like in the Pilates world.
I bought like 40 things.
I know you were going to take a picture of the next thing.
The thing you sold.
Security. Oh, the thing I sold. Yeah. Okay, I'll take a picture of that. So anyway, to finish that story, I didn't even tell you guys. I sold it for $135.
How much does it retail?
Retails for $199, but because the market of on eBay about $149, I sold it.
So is she buying you a bottle of wine?
I have no idea. In fact, while we were here, I got a text from her saying that she actually – I'm going to read you the text that I got. It's so funny while I was here. It said – from Christy. It says, "Hey, Yolanda is going to give you a massage. I just texted her." So she has a masseuse who she trades with who is going to give me a massage. So there it is. Nice.
That is a happy ending
very,
right there.
Very, very nice. So I will be the happy ending to this show. All right. You can follow me on Instagram at TV Daryl.
Beed66.
Andrew?
The Andrew McCormick.
No way.
The Andrew McCormick?
He has an Instagram now.
I'm the Andrew McCormick.
All right.
Are there other Andrew McCormick?
There's actually the _ Andrew the _ McCormick. So it's
but
like,
what are you?
What's that?
What are you, the Andrew McCormick, straight up?
Yeah.
But what are you?
There's underscores between the and.
Wait, okay, Andrew, that's what I'm asking you. Is that clear? Don't just say the Andrew McCormick because nobody's going to know about the underscores.
The _ Andrew McCormick.
Yeah, the _ Andrew _ McCormick.
But who are you?
That's what I am on Instagram.
Okay, and Max, who are you?
You can find me under SLVR.47.
All right, good job, everybody. We'll see you next week. Peace.
My bad.
Play this stuff all the time.
All the time, yeah, my bad. I do know Petronato.
Yeah.